Today's daf is Mesechtes Tomid daf Lamed Gimel, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Miriam Bas Avram Shloima, and as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Etta Malka Bas Miriam. I want to thank my good friend David Solomon for his very generous contribution to our Chabura. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Khalifa Avigdor Ben Esther. Zok de Mishnah, Omar Lohem Hamamunos. Again, we're continuing the Avodah that took place, Tomid, in the Beis HaMikdash. And where we are at this point is the Shechita, Kabbalah, Hoylacha Zrika of the Karban Tomid were already done. The Evarim of the Karban Tomid, all of which are going to have to end up on the Maroch Gedoyla, they're going to have to be burnt on the Mizbeach, were currently on the Kevesh, Mechatzi HaKevesh Ulamata. Additionally, the Koyen that did the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi had already done his Avoida, but left the Temi by the Mizbeach. The Koyen, whose job it was to do the Dishon of the Menorah, was Medashen the five Neiros, but there were two candles that were still burning. Additionally, the Kuz, which was the container where he kept his Deshen, was on the second of the three steps, which was right by the Menorah. Zok de Mishnah, Amalei Mamunah. So the Skan Koyen Gadol turns now to the Kayhanim and says as follows, Baruchu Bracha Achas, say a Bracha. You have to go daven. They embarchu, and they made a bracha. The koru aseres hadibrois. Afterwards, they read the aseres hadibrois. Shema v'hoyim shemay v'yomer. Meaning, they said kriya shema. Baruchu esam shalish brachos. Then they said birchos kayanim. The three brachos of birchos kayanim. Emes v'yatziv. They said the bracha of Gal Yisrael. Va'avoida. They said another bracha or a tefillah. The tefillah was Ritzei, so what we say, Ritzei, by Shmeina Esrei, they had their version of the bracha of Ritzei, U'birchas Koyanim, U'bishabis, Maisifin bracha achas l'mishmar ha-yotzei. And on Shabbos, they would add another bracha, and this was for the mishmar ha-yotzei. So on Shabbos was the changing of the guard. All the avoida that was done by the Koyanim was divided amongst mishmaros. In the times of Bayis Sheni, there were 24 mishmaros, which meant that every mishmar would serve 2 weeks a year in the Beis HaMikdash. What about the other 4 weeks? So that was Yontif. All the Kehanim that were Oyler Regel, they would all serve in the Beis HaMikdash together. Either way, on Shabbos, the Kehanim that were Yoitzin would offer a bracha to the Kehanim that were Nechnasin. Incidentally, what was that bracha? What was the special bracha? They gave them a bracha. What was that bracha? So the Gemara Masechtis Bracha Staf Yud Beis Amin Aleph asks the question, and the Gemara says that the Nusach HaBracha was as follows. They would tell them, Misha Shikin Eshmoy Bebayis Hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Yashkin Beinechem, Ahava Va'achva V'Sholim V'Reyes. Beautiful bracha. This is what the bracha was. They would tell the Kayhanim, you're coming in now to do the Avodah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you Ahava Va'achva V'Sholim V'Reyes. Why do they need such a bracha? So the Mefarshim say, because we learned not so long ago, and we know this from Masechtis Yuma, that very often when it came time to deciding which Avodah should do the, which Kohen should do the Avodah, a fight would break out, right? Broken foots and things happen. So they needed a bracha. They needed a bracha that should be Ahava, V'achva, V'sholim, V'reyos. But either way, so the Kohanim are interrupting the Avodah. This is fascinating. They're interrupting the Avodah, and they're going to go daven. But the davening that they did was in a bridge version of davening. There was a bracha achas. Then they said kriyishma, aseres hadibrois. They said ritzei, berachas kainim. But it was a very abridged version of what the tefillah was. What was that bracha achas, by the way, that they said before kriyishma? So it sounds like it was berachas kriyishma, because you have bracha achas, and then you have kriyishma, and then you have the bracha of Goel Yisrael. So it was berachas kriyishma, but there's two brachas that you have before kriyishma. You have yoytzer oru vori choyshach. This is Shachris. And then you have the bracha of the Havarabbit. Meaning you have Yoitzer Ma'oris and you have a Havarabbit. So it's Machloikis in the Gemara, Mesachtis Bracha, Staf Yeral from the base. Which one of the two brachas it was? Either way, we're going to get back to this soon. After the Kayhanim Davin, the Mamuna would come out, and now it's time to make the third Goyrol. So the first Goyrol was Trumas Hadashen. The second was Shoichet, Zrika, Dishon, the 13th kibudim. And now we're up to number three, and that was who was going to be makter the k'tayrus. And as we're going to see, there were three kohanim that were involved in bringing the k'tayrus. But this pious was unique. What was unique about it? So when they made the announcement, come and participate in the girl, they would say chadoshim l'k'tayrus. You had to be someone that had never brought the k'tayrus before. Whoever won, what? Amalehem chadoshim im yishanim. Then they would bring make the fourth girl. The fourth girl was like the first two. It didn't have to be dafka someone that didn't participate in this before, but chadashim im yishanim, bo v'efisa, what was the purpose of the fourth girl? Mi ma'al evarim and hakemesh l'mizbeach. Because we said the evarim were all now on the ramp of the mizbeach, so who was going to bring the evarim from the ramp onto the mizbeach itself? So that was a special girl. Lezman Yaakov says, ha'mayla evarim l'kevesh u'mayla oisim l'gabim mizbeach. There wasn't a fourth girl, it was only three girls. And whoever won the girl to bring the evarim onto the kevesh, he was the one who did the next phase. He would bring it from the Kevesh onto the Mizbeach as well. It's interesting because this is a Mishnah that quotes Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And we know Mishnasai shall Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanok. We always pass on Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov when he's quoted in a Mishnah. Stating that if you look at the Mefarish says, Ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Rambam also doesn't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So even though Mishnasai shall Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanok, over here it's not. We've spoken out the Rosh many times. The Rosh says that the word Kav is the Gematria 102. So there's 102 times where you have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov where the Allah is Mishnasai Shur Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. I guess this is not one of the 102. Additionally, what if you have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in a Braisa? Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. What if it's in a Braisa? What if Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov argues with Rabbi Akiva? We know halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveri. So if you have these two klolim that go head to head, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is kavanaki. But then again, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveri. So these are things that we've talked about. V'hadvarim atikin. Either way, zok mishnah vayte masrum lechazanim. So we just finished all the garalis, and now there are a lot of kehanim that I'm going to leave sad because they didn't win the garal. So what's the next thing they did? They had to take off their big day kohuna. Now, even though the Gemara said, Big Day Kohuna, Nitnu Lehanes Ben, so that was what the Gemara said. It was a Shma Mino, Shma Mino. It was clear in the Gemara earlier that they were allowed to be Nana from it. There was no Issa Me'ila. Stating that, the next thing they did was, they took off their Begadim. They now wouldn't take off the Begadim themselves. They had a Gabbai, a Chazin, and the Gabbai's job was to take off the Begadim for them. That even though they removed the Begadim, but they would leave them with their pants on, fitznius, the Chaloinois Hayusham, the Kehanim had cubbies, the Kasav Aleim Tashmash Akelim. So you would have a cubby. One cubby said Mitznefes, take a look at the Mefarish. The other one said Ksainas, so they would know where to put the hats, where to put the shirts, and everything was set up very, very neatly. Misha Zachabiktairis, the coin that was like in the Ktairis, he would take a calf. That calf, that's a spoon, doima l'tarkiv gadol, so it was a very large spoon. It was like a tarkiv gadol shazav, it was made out of gold, machzekes, what's a tarkiv? Shloisha kabbat. So this wasn't like a tarkiv, that it was only machzekes 2.5. This one was actually machzekes 3. Va'bezechaya b'soichen. There was a smaller spoon that was inside the larger spoon that was mole v'gadosh k'tairis. It was heaping with k'tairis, the kisa hayolai, and there was a cover on top of it. Ukemin mitul telas hayolam emayam. Then there was like a cloth covering that was on top of that covering. So the kohen is basically going to walk with the k'tairis. He's going to bring it into the heichal. He's going to go to the mizbeach apnimi. He's going to be mekayim the mitzvah of bringing the k'tairis. But the way he did it was very formal. There was a large spoon. Inside the large spoon, there was a smaller spoon. Think of like a scooper. There was a smaller scooper. That one was heaping all the way to the top. There was a cover, like a hard cover, and then there was like a pareches, like a nice tishtach that was on top of that. Now, why do you have to have a spoon, betoich spoon? Why couldn't you just have one? It's very simple, because they wanted it to be heaping. They wanted it to be mole v'gadosh. Why? It's a simen bracha. It's like when you make kiddush, you make avdalah, the Ramah says. It's ushafta mayim besosoin, it's a simen bracha. Especially the k'tairis, which we're going to see soon, was a skula l'ashiros. So you want to throw in skulas for the k'tairis. So you want the k'tairis to be a heaping, a very nice k'tairis. The problem is, you're going to lose some of it. You can't lose it either. It's hektish. You're dealing here with real kachiv. So what they did was, is there was a heaping scoop that was in a larger scoop. It's like this. If anything overflowed, it would get caught like this. You didn't lose anything. Either way, Mishazacha b'machto. So one kohen's job was to carry the scoop that had the k'tairis inside of it. There was another kohen who had a shovel. What do you have the shovel for? The coals. You need coals to bring the k'tairis, right? There's two core ingredients. You need the pitum actiris, all the yud aleph sabam on him, but you also need the coals that you're going to burn it on. The coals weren't inside in the heichal. The coals were taken from the marocha shnia. You remember there was the marocha gedola, there was a marocha shnia. The purpose of the marocha shnia was that you should be able to take gecholim from it to bring into the heichal to be able to be makt to the ktoris. So they took these coals from the Mizbeach Achitza, which is in the Azar. You have to walk it through the Ulam, into the Heichal. So you need a kohen to do it. It wasn't the same kohen that was carrying the Pita Maktoiris that was carrying the coal. So Misha Zachar B'machta, not the Machta, as if it was silver shov. V'olol Roisha Mizbeach, and he went to the top of the Mizbeach. This is the Mizbeach. He walked up the ramp. Upinis HaGecholam Elach Ve'elach, V'chosam and Amukolai Sapnimiyos. He took the Gebrenta coals, Yarad, he came down, V'irul Atech Shalza. He took it from his silver shovel, he poured it into a gold shovel. This pazer mi meru kikav gecholim, and a kav of gecholim would end up getting lost. And the reason is because the machta of kesef was big enough that it held four kavin. The machta shalzav was smaller, it only held three kavin. So through the math, you're going to end up with a kav of gecholim that's going to be on the floor. What do they do with that kav gecholim? They would sweep it into the amma. That's the canal that went through the azar. What about on Shabbos where you couldn't do that? So there was a large pot that they would put on top of it. They would leave it there until after Shabbos. How big was it? It was able to contain a lesach. That's a half a core. And there were two ropes that were attached to this psachter, achashu moishchba, achashu oichesba. One to schlep and the other one to hold from the other side. We'll see what that means. Tiskalkel, so that it shouldn't roll down the kevish. We'll see what this means. There were three things that the psachter used to serve. Number one, koifin oisal gabi gecholim. What we just said, that on Shabbos when they brought the ketores, so the extra kav of gecholim that ended up on the ground, they didn't sweep it into the amo because it involved chil Shabbos. So what they would do is they would cover it with this psachter. The second thing it was used for was valash sheretz b'Shabbos. If they found a dead sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, they didn't remove it. They would leave it there. They would cover it with this psachter. And then finally, when we read them b'as ha-deshen, me'al gabi ha-mizbeach. We know when they removed the deshen on the mizbeach, so it was done in two phases. It was the mitzvah of Shumas ha-deshen, which was done every day. It was the first avoida that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, the hinini of the kayin. That was the first avoida that was done every day. Additionally, all the remaining deshen would be put in the tapuach, and from time to time, they would remove the deshen from the tapuach. Now that was a big job. The Shumas ha-deshen is nothing. It's a spoonful of deshen. But what about the deshen that was in the tapuach? Right? They said sometimes it would be 300 because I had to get that out. So they used this wagon, this patent. They had a psachter. It had a rope on one side. It had a rope on the other side. One kohen would schlep it. The other one would hold it, balance it, so it didn't go flying down the kevesh. Either way, so the three purposes of the psachter was, number one, to cover the gecholim, the extra kav of gecholim that's on the ground on Shabbos. Number two, if there's a sheretz on the floor, the azara, they covered it with this psachter. Number three, it was used to remove the deshen from the mizbeach. The kohen or the kohanim, Lashon Rabbah. These two kohanim, one of them that's holding the kaf, the other one that's holding the machta, they're now in the area that's between the ulam and the mizbeach. Nochal echad es ha-magrefa. So one kohen would take the magrefa, the shovel. That's the instrument that's shaped like a shovel, whose sound you were able to hear all the way to Yericha. Vizarka, and he would throw it beino ulam v'la mizbeach. He would throw it. So that's all he did. He literally took this instrument and whacked it. He would throw it, says the Mishnah. This magrefa made so much noise that a person, if he was talking at this rate, couldn't hear. What was that? Like, you can't hear yourself. So he literally couldn't hear his own voice or the person next to him because the magrefa made so much. And there was three purposes to make this loud noise. Number one, all the kehanim knew, as we're going to see soon, the kehanim are going to play a role now. They all knew to start getting themselves ready, make sure they're fine, they're ready to play the role that they're supposed to play. Additionally, Ben Levi, the Levim that heard the noise, he knew it's time to stop playing music. He came. Additionally, the head of the Ma'amadis. So what were the Ma'amadis? We didn't really talk much about the Ma'amadis in the Masechtas Tavit. The Ma'amadis are discussed in the end of Masechtas Tainis. There's a halacha that when you bring a carbon, any person that brought a carbon, he had to be standing next to his carbon while his carbon was being brought. A carbon tzibur. We're all of Klai Yisrael is the Bailam. We all were mishtatif, our machzus, our shekel. Every yid has a chelik in the carbon tzibur. How they mekayim that mitzvah of Tishmeru standing next to your carbon while your carbon's being brought. The teretz is there were shluchim, there were yidden that were designated as agents of the tzibur. They would spend time in the Beis HaMikdash. They would stand there. So like this, as shluchim of the yidden, they would be able to be makayim. The yidden would this mitzvah that they have to be standing next to their carbon while their carbon is being brought. So the roish of that maimid had another job. His job was to take all the kiyarim that were tameh and he made them stand by the shar ha-mizrach. Pashat, it's referring to the shar of the azar, not the shar of the arabayis. The shar of the azar, also known as shar niknar, and all the tameh would have to stand there. Why? So this is referring to a kohen that's tameh, ira keri, like we had in the beginning of the masechta. They would all have to stand. There's two reasons that are given why they had to stand there. One is because of marisayin, because a kohen that was tameh obviously wasn't going to do the avoda. If he wasn't going to do the avoda, it looks like, you know, the day starts, they're bringing the karbanos, he's going home to work. Like, what do you mean? You're a kohen, it's your mishma. You have 2 weeks a year where you do the avoda. You're leaving now. So because of marisayin, people should know that he's not just leaving to go earn a living. He's leaving because he's tameh. He's not allowed to be on the harabayis. He's not allowed to be in the azara. So they would make him stand by the shahr mizrach. So everybody should see he's tameh. With this, there'll be no chshad. Nobody will be chayshad that he's leaving for any other reason. Another reason is, Mefarish says, maybe to embarrass them. Seldom, because at the end of the day, why did you become Tommy to Maskeri? So there was an idea of Busha, but regardless, when did the Tmeim, who were going to have to stand at the Shar HaMizra, I'm starting to develop a picture of what everything looked like, when did they stand at the Shar HaMizra? It's at this point. They heard the Koil of the Magrefa, so the Kehanim were mobilized, the Leviim were mobilized, and even the Yisrael, the Rosh HaMaim, knew that all the Kehanim that were Tommy, now's the time that I have to make them stand by the Shar HaMizra. Hadron Allah. We're going to learn 3 prakim today. You don't get this every day. 3 prakim in 1 daf. The kohanim started going up the steps of the ulam. The kohanim that won the gairo to do the dishon and mizbeach apnimi and the dishon of menoira, they would go in front of them. Who's then? In front of the 2 kohanim. See, there's going to be a 3rd coin also. That's bringing the keteris. Now, what do they still have to do? So we know, because the penny that was used for the dishon of Zvecha Pnimi was still in the Heichel. And the kuz that had in it the dishon of Menaira was still in the Heichel. And more than that, the one that did the dishon of Zvecha of the Menaira, he still had to clean up the 2 neiris that was still lit. Either way, so they go in front. The one that did the dishon of Zvecha Pnimi, he went in to the Heichel, he took out the tenny. The shtachava, he had to do a shtachavaya. The yotza, there was halacha, you weren't allowed to enter the Heichel without doing the shtachavaya. So he finished doing his avoyda now. This is what he does as a shtachavaya. The one that won the dishon of Menaira, Nichas, Matzashtay Neiris, Maravim, Dalton. He saw the Neiris. Maravim or not Neiris Mizrachim was still doily. Medashin as a Mizrachi, he would do the Dashin and the Mizrachi, Umniasa Hamaravi. So the one that was furthest east, he would leave. The one that was a little more to the west, that's the Ner Maravi, that one he would leave lit. Shamimeno Hoyamadlik Samanar. That would be lit still when the Kohen came in at night. There's already a whole nother avodah. To be Madlik the Menoira, he would use the fire. Where did he get the fire from? He didn't take it from the Mizbech HaChitzayin. It would be used from the Ner Maravi. Matzah Shekava, what if he found that the Ner Maravi was extinguished? Midashnoi, Umadlikoi, Mizbech HaOilim. And there's no fire anymore in the Heichel. Where are you getting fire from? So he would have to go to the Mizbech HaChitzayin, take fire, he would relight it. There always had to be a Ner Maravi lit at night when you were going to light the Menoira. In a perfect world, it would be lit the whole time. Al derech nes. In an imperfect world, like after Shimon HaTzadik's Petira, where you had a lot of tzedukim that had overrun the Beis HaMikdash, so he had to do what the Mishnah describes that he just did. Either way, notal sakuz mimay l'shnia. He took the kuz from the second step. V'shtachava. He did a shtachavaya v'yata. His job was done. He was finished. The kohen that was like in the machta. So he's holding. He's going to bring the shovel with the coals into the heichel. He gathered all the coals. Agav mizbech on mizbech. Viridedon b'shulei hamachta v'shtach v'yotz. So again, this kohen has the coals that he took from the mizbech achitzon. He walks into the heichel. He goes to the mizbech hapnimi. He puts the coals on top of the mizbech hapnimi. He smooths it out. The one that was like in the Ketores, he would take the Bezech Mitecha Kaf. That's the smaller scoop from within the bigger one. So here is the third kohen. He would give it to his friend, to his relative. Meaning he got to pick and decide who he wanted to give it to. He put it in his chafnav, meaning the way the Torah itself ended up going on the Mizbeach wasn't from the keli directly onto the Mizbeach. But rather, you put it into the chafnav, into the palms of the other kohen, and then he would put it onto the Mizbeach. That's why you needed another kohen. On Yom Kippur, where there was a special Torah that was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and only the kohen gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he had to do this all on his own. So the kohen gadol had to come with the kaf and the machta, and somehow he had to get the kaf into his maloi chafnav. And the Gemara says it's one of the avodas kashos that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. It's up there with malika and with kmitza. It was very hard. But during the year, you had a gaba. It wasn't so hard. You had one kohen took the scoop, put it into his hand, he gave it to you, and like this, the kohen was able to put it on the mizbech. They would teach him a very practical thing. They would tell him that when you're going to put the keteiros, you have coals, just picture the scene, you have the mizbech, and you have coals, it's not such a big mizbech, the mizbech, you have coals on the mizbech, and now you're going to put the keteiros on. As soon as you put the keteiros, the smoke is going to come up. So, and he has to spread it out all over the coals, all over the mizbech. So if you're going to put it right in front of you, it's going to be hard to now put the keteiros to the part that's away from you, because the smoke is going to be in your ear, it's going to be in your face. So melam denoisa, you have these zayish metanslu benachos leitichvah. So they put it from the back. Hischem rather than the yoytze. Either way, lohei amakter makter ad shamemuna oimer lohakter. He wouldn't do it until he was told to do it. V'mhayu kohen gadol hamemuna. What if the kohen gadol was the one that was bringing the ketores? So the kohen gadol was able to do whatever he wanted. On Yom Kippur, he had to do that avodah. But other than Yom Kippur, he's noitel chelik barosh, he's makiv chelik barosh, he can do whatever he wants. So in the event that the kohen gadol is the one that's bringing the ketores, so the mamunu wouldn't just say hakter, but he would say ishi kohen gadol. He would have to talk to him with respect. Ishi kohen gadol, my master, the kohen gadol, hakter, parshu ha'am, the hikter, he was makter, was parshu ha'am. There was no one was allowed to be even in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech while the Keteiros was being brought. V'shtachava, he did his Eshtachava. V'yotza, and he left. Hadron Aloch, Hichelu Oilem. Next paragraph. Because Mancha Kohen Gadol nichnas l'shtachava is when the Kohen Gadol entered the Heichol to do his Eshtachava. Yoshloisha Uichsen Boy. So every day, all the Kohanim, this is interesting, would enter the Heichol to do his Eshtachava. So again, we're going through the Seder of the Avodah. At this point, we finished bringing the car. We didn't finish bringing the Karban Tavan, actually, because you still have the Evarim that are on the Kevesh. We just finished doing the Dishon of the Mizbech HaPnimi. We finished doing the Dishon of the Menorah. We even brought the Ketores. Now all the Kayanim that are part of the Mishmar are going to go to the Heichel and they're going to do a Shtachava. So if the Kohen Gadol's there, he goes first. B'zman Kohen Gadol nichnas Shtachava Shloisha Oichsen Boy. There were three people that were with him. Echab Yeminoi, Echab Esmoiloi, the Echab Avonim Toivis. And one of them was holding the Avonim Toivis. Pashtis is referring to the Choshen. When the Mamuna heard the steps of the footsteps of the Kohen Gadol, Shu Yoitze, that he was leaving, he lifted the Paroiches, that's the Paroiches that was by the Shara Gadol of the Heichel, Nichnas Vishtachava, that he went in and he did his Vishtachava, V'yotze, and then he left, Nichnas Uachava Koyanin, Vishtachava V'yotze. So first the Kohen Gadol, then the Mamuna, the Skan Kohen Gadol, and then all the other Kayanim, everybody would enter, they would do a Vishtachava, and they would leave. They would all stand now on the steps of the ulam. Amdu arishonim ledarim. The first would stand to darim. Achem akayan. Ledroim achem akayan. To the darim side of their kayan. Chamisha kelim yadim. And they were holding five kelim. So again, which five kayanim are we referring to? We're referring to the three that were involved in the ketores, the one that was involved in the dishon of the mizbech apnimi, and the one that was involved of the dishon of the menorah. So they're all standing, and they have the five kelim. Ateni biyadecha, one of them was holding the teni, that had the deshen of the mizbech apnimi. Akuz biyadecha, that had the deshen of the menorah. Vamachta biyadecha, one of them was holding the machta, that was the machta that had the coals. Now they're on their way out. Vabozech biyadecha, one of them had the bozech, the kaf kisui biyadecha. So one had the smaller scoop, the other one had the larger one. Uberchu was on bracha achas, and they gave the ama bracha birchas kayanim. So this was a beautiful birchas kayanim. It's on the steps of the ulam, and these were by the kayhanim that had just done these avoidas inside the Heichel. Elo, Shebe Medina, Oymer Meisel Shalish Brachas, Ubemikdish Bracha Achas, meaning Bracha Achas, not Bracha Achas, Yivrecha Hashem Vishmerechas 1, Yarash Shampon Velech Vigonechas 2, Yisah Shampon Velech Vigonechas 3. So why is it Bracha Achas? Like the Mishnah, you're going to think, well, it's not one Bracha, it's 3. Medina, it's 3 Brachas, the Beis HaMikdash was only one Bracha. Additionally, Bemikdash Oymer Nes Hashem Kichsovoy. In the Beis HaMikdash, when they said Berchas Kerem, the Shem Havaya, they would say it the way it's written. By us, it's loikeshani nichta vani nikra. Uba medina bechinuyay. We use a kinoy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. We don't actually say Hashem's name. Another difference between the Birchas Kayanim in the Beis HaMikdash and the Birchas Kayanim that happened in the Medina, the Birchas Kayanim that we have, the Medina, HaKayanim noisin es yedeyem keneged kisveyem. The Kayanim, when they lift their hand, it's shoulder height. Uba mikdash al gabi rosheyem, on top of their head. He couldn't lift his hand so high because he couldn't put his hand on top of the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda, that's the way he used to. Next message. It's again. The last thing we still need to do is we have to finish the haktara of the carbon tamen. And at this point, you have all the evarim, six groups of them, that are lined up on the kevesh, michatzi hakevesh ulamato. Now, who was going to take the Evarim and bring it on top? So we saw in the beginning of the parak, it was a Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Tanakama. The Chachamim, the Tanakama says, that was the Pious Aravi. There was a fourth girl that was designated for that. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that no, it was the same Kohanim that won the original girl. They were going to finish the job. Stating that, the Mishnah is going to describe the last part of the Avodah in the event of that the Kohen Gadol decided that he wants to be the one to do the Akhtaras. Again, the Kohen Gadol is Noitel Chelik Barosh. What does that mean? They're bringing Karbonas, as a Chatos, as an Asham, this Basar, this food that could be. The Kohen can take whatever he wants, the Kohen Gadol. Additionally, he's Makrif Chelik Barosh. He can do any Avodah that he wants. So Avada, the Kohen Gadol had a right to do whatever he wants. For some reason, it's not clear, the Mishnah from here is going to describe what happens in the event of the Kohen Gadol decides that he wants to fear the Avodah. So Bismach Kohen Gadol writes a lahakdir, Oyo Oilu Bakevesh, he would walk up the ramp. Askan b'imidah, the skan was this, right. He came to the halfway part of the Kevesh. Ochas askan b'imidah velo, meaning, assuming he got tired, the skan's job was to, he had to push him forward. V'hoishet loy harishay. And the first Kohen, meaning the Kohen that won the Gairo, to bring the first chelik of Evarim that were going to be burnt. What was that? That was the roish, if you remember, and the right foot. So that first kohen would give him the roish and the regal. He would pass it to the kohen, meaning the kohen gadol. The kohen that won the gairal originally would hand it over to the kohen gadol. The samach alein, kohen gadol would do smicha. Now this is not the real smicha. That smicha you do while the animal's still alive. So this is like a different type of smicha. Uzarkan, and he would throw it on the mizbech. You got to throw it? Or could he just put it on the Mizbeach? Remember, Vasisa Eloisecha Abasa V'Adam. The Gemara Mizach Tezvachim says, Makish Basal Adam. Just like the dam was done Bezrika, was put on the Mizbeach Bezrika, the Basar had to be thrown. They physically had to throw it. You couldn't pass it. It had to be thrown. Either way, Hoshin Hashem Elorishon, Shtei Yodayin. Then the second coin, the coin that won the second Goyrel, to be Maladevarim, the two Yadayim, he would pick that up, he would give it to the Rishon, that first Kohen, and the Rishon would be Noisin L'Kohen. V'samach Aleh, again, the Kohen Gadol would be Du Smicha, V'zarkin he would throw, Nishman Hashem Yivalach Aleh. Then the second Kohen left. V'kachoyim Meishitim Loishar Kolei Evarim. And this is the process that was used for all the other Evarim. Meaning, the Kohen that won the Goyro for those particular Evarim, there's six of them, would pick it up. He would pass it over to the first Kohen, the one that won the Rosh and the Regel, the Ayamanis, and he would then give it to the Kohen Gadol, Smicha, Zrika. That was the Vahu Seimech Aleim V'Zarkan. It was Manchu Reitza, Vahu Seimech Aleim V'Zarkan. The Kohen Gadol decided he doesn't want to do the Zrika. Maybe it's too heavy. He's an older Kohen Gadol. He wants, he can give it to somebody else. Somebody else has a right to do it. Bolo, the Hakim Samizbeach. Now it came time to do the Nisuch Hayayin, Mechanu Maschel. So where did he start? Now the Nisuch Hayayin was going to be done on the corner of Marovis Jeroimus. Now, if you have a picture, the Kohen Gadol is standing on the top of the ramp. He's right by the Mizbeach. He's throwing the Evarim on the Mizbeach. If he wants to get to Marovis Jeroimus, he can make a left turn, and he'll be there in 3 seconds. Stating that, you don't make lefts in the Beis HaMikdash. Called Pina Shatopoina, Lo Yeh El Yemin. So what he did was, instead of making a left turn, he made a right turn. Now, if he's making a right turn, he's going to have to make a sivuv. He's going to make after a kofa in order for him to get to the right part of the mizbeach where he's going to have to do the nischayat. Some echenu maskel. He made a right. He went to Karen Joymus Mizrachis. From there he went to Mizrachis Tzafonis, Tzafonis Maravis, then he ended up where he had to be, which was Maravis Troivis. Now, if you think about it, he starts off making a right turn, but after that, he makes three lefts. Right? How did he get from Droimus Mizrachis to Mizrachis Tzfoinus? He made a left. Then he had to make another left to Tzfoinus Maravis, another left to Maravis Droimus. The Torah says he started off making a right. But either way, this is something that's discussed in the Masechtas Yuma. The income Koymen. Nosli, Yayin Lenasech. They gave him the wine. He has to do the Nisuch HaYayin. Haskan, Oymed Ala Keren. This Gan, Koyen Gadol, was standing on top of the Keren, the horn. That was an Amal Amma, that's on the corner of the Mizbech. He was physically standing on the Karen, and he was holding flags. There were two Kayhanim that were standing on the tables. This was the Shulchan HaChalavim, the two tables that were right next to the Mizbech, to the Mairiv of the Kevesh, earlier in the Masechta. And the two Kayhanim were standing on top of them, and they were holding trumpets. Taku v'hariu v'taku. They did a triat kua, a kia, true at kia. But now with a shofar, with chatzoit stritz. Bova, on the way to Ben Arzo. Then they went to Ben Arzo. Ech, we made a vacham smoiloi. Shachal in Asech. He bent down to do the nisuch. Hainofaskan again besudar. So the Kohen Gadol was doing the avoida. At the same time that the Kohen Gadol was doing the nisuch hayayin, his skan, his vice president, is standing, waving flags. So all the other Kayanim know, and the Levim know what they're supposed to do. Vikish Ben Arz Batzul, Ben Arz started playing with the cymbals. The Dibra Levim Bashir. And the Levim started singing. Higiyu Leperek. They broke up the shir. We'll see what the shir was in a moment. But they broke up the shir into three parts. They finished the first part. Taku, Vahariu, Vitaku. That's what it's supposed to say. Vishtachavu Kola Amal Koperek. And everybody that was in the Azara would bow down. Then he finished the next parak, and again tkiya valkol tkiya shtachavoyo zeu seder atomid lavoidas beis alikenu. This is the tmidim kisidra, right? Tmidim kisidra who was often kolchazim. This is the tmidim kisidra yiratzoin sheyibane b'mehira b'yomenu amen. But either way, so as the kohen is doing, as the kohen gadol is doing the nisuch hayayin, again, it didn't have to be the kohen gadol. We're just describing it in the event that the kohen gadol wanted to do it. So as he's doing the nisuch hayayin, you have the tkiyas and the truas and the tkiyas and the levim. They're singing their shira and the kol ha'amis b'shtachavot. Why did the shira happen dafka b'shas nisuch hayayin? So Rashi says in Masechtas Erechin, because ein adam shor shira. Right? That's this Rashi. Because Yayin is Simcha and Einad Mishar Shila Mitoich Simcha. So everyone had to know. They had to know exactly when the Nisach HaYayin is taking place. So you have Kehanim literally waving flags. So everybody should know when to stop blowing with the Chatzaitzers. That's the way it played out. Zok Temishna Shir Shahoyu Aleviyim Oymri B'Mikdash Ba'yem Arishin Hayu Oymri Mashem Aritzum Layo Teiva V'yoyshreva B'sheni Hayu Oymri Godel Hashem U'mulam Ma'oyd B'ir Lekeinu Ar Mizmor Shir Yema Shabbos is not only the Shir of Shabbos, but it's Mizmor Shir of La'asad Lavoi. It's the Shir of La'asad Lavoi, which is going to be the Yom Shekuloi Shabbos. It's going to be the day of Menucha L'chayo Yilamim Hajun Aloch Bizman Shekoyin Gadol Uslik Olam Nesachtis Tomit. But before that, two Ha'aris. The first Ha'ar is that we mentioned in this last daf, which was made up of three prokim. So the first parak that we learned in this daf was discussing the halacha of the pious hashlishi. And what was the pious hashlishi? Chadoshim l'ktoiris bo v'alfisu. Who's going to bring the Torahs? So there were three kayhanim that were really involved in the Torahs. One kayin was going to take the physical Torahs and bring it into the heichel, put it on the mizbeach. Another kayin had to take coals from the mizbeach achitzain and bring it onto the mizbeach apnimi. We're getting fire in the mizbeach apnimi. So there was a kayin that won this, that pious. And there was another kayin that had to help the kayin that was going to be makter the k'tayrus be makter it, because it had to come from Yom Aloy Chofno. So if the kayin is holding this calf with the little calf and the tishtuch and everything, how's he getting it from there? He apparently couldn't put it down. So how are you getting it to Yom Aloy Chofno? The Teretz is, he had someone helping him that would assist him. But the bottom line is that as it relates to the pious HaShlishi, it was unique. It was unique in that only a Kohen that had never done the Keteris before was allowed to do the Keteris. Says the Gemara. It's a Gemara, Yuma Davcha Vav Amin Aleph. Tono. Nei Oilam Leishana Adam Ba. That this was executed officially. There was never a Kohen. It's a historical fact. There was never a kohen that did the ketores twice. Amar Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina said, my time, what's the reason? Because ketores is a school of ashiras, and because it's a school of ashiras, it's for that reason that there was no kohen that they wanted to spread the wealth, literally, share the wealth, so other kohenim should be able to do. Amar Rav Papa Labayos, Rav Papa told him, my time, what's the reason? What's the makar? How do you know that Ketores is a school of Mashiach? Ilay me mishum dechsev in Parshas v'zoyis habracha yosimu Ketores ba Ketora ba'apecha. Maybe that's the reason. Why? V'ksev asrei, because the pasuk right after that says Baruch Hashem Chela. So you see yosimu Ketora ba'apecha right afterwards Baruch Hashem Chela. Right? It sounds like a tremendous school, a tremendous haftacha, Baruch Hashem Chela, a school of a parnasa. But v'ik the Gemara, if that's the case, ihachi oylanami. Then Oyla should also be a school of Ashiras. Why? Because it says, V'cholol al Mizbechach. Right, what's the pasuk? The pasuk is, Yosimu k'toyra ba'pecha, Yoyru mishpatecha le'yakub v'sayroscha le'yisrael, Yosimu k'toyra ba'pecha, V'cholol al Mizbechach. So if k'toyra is a school of Ashiras, because it's juxtaposed with the pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chelai, then l'chayr, the Oyla should always be a school of Ashiras. And you see by the carbon Oyla, didn't have to be Chadosh on the Bekarim. Zok de Gemara, Amalei. So Rabbi told Rav Papa, fascinating answer. Hashchicha v'hoi loyshchicha. The Makar, listen to this, the Makar that Ketores is a school of Ashiras is because it says Yosimu Ketore ba'pecha, and Samachle it says Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Ah, you're going to ask me a kasha. Doesn't it also say Cholam is Bachecha? Yeah, the difference is Cholam is Bachecha is the oil. There were many oilers. Any yid that wanted to bring carbon oil was allowed to be manad of a carbon oil. There were many oilers. Oilers was Shchiach. Aside for the Tomet Shal Shach and the Tomet Shal, the oil in general was very Shchiach. But Ketores is Loi Shchiach. That was brought every day, and that's it. And being that it was Loi Shchiach, so what? Zok the Hele Gerashi, Umistabra, the Chik Siv Oysher Ad the Loi Shchicha. It's mistaber that if something's the school of Ashiras, it has to be something that's loy shchiach. The im loy kein, because if not, nimtzu akol ashirim, everyone's going to be an oish. That's not possible. So as a result, must be, it's referring to the loy. So there's two things in the pasuk. Yasimu k'tayru ba'pecha v'cholam is b'chacha. Which one of the two? The one that's not shchiach. The k'tayrus was loy shchiach. The oilo was very shchiach. It's mistabra the chiksev oisher adoloy shchicha. The im loy came, because if not, nimtzu hakoil ashirim, it's going to come out that everyone is going to be a asher. So two haras. Number one, if Ketores is a school of ashiros, says the Zohar HaKadosh, saying pitom haKetores is also a school of ashiros. Ayat shchiach, so I'm not sure. But saying pitom haKetores is also a school of ashiros. We spoke out a tshuva from the Noi de Yehuda not so long ago in Erechaim Simin Yud Beis, that Noi Yehuda was asked, why do you say enkalekeinu, enkadeinenu, before you say pitom haKetores? What's the hakdom? So you say pitom haKetores, pitom haKetores, like saying karbunas. But why do you say enkalekeinu before you say pitom haKetores? And then Noi Yehuda said a dava nifla. He said, because Ketores is a school of ashiros. He said, because Ketores is a school of Ashiras. And being that it's a school of Ashiras, we know when a person becomes an Oysher, it's very possible that he's going to come to a place of Viram Levavcha, Vishachachdin, he's going to say, Koichi Va'oitzim Yodi, Osalias Achai Lazer. So before the Yid goes and he recites Pitam HaKetores, which is a school of Ashiras, he needs a Musa Shmuz. You know what the Musa Shmuz is? Enkalikenu, Enkadinenu, Enkamalkenu, Michalikenu, Noidalalikenu. By the way, it's Oysius Ame. Enkalikenu. Mikalekeinu, Noidalalekeinu is Amen. Right? So, yes, he acknowledges Amen, which is Havaya and Adnos, Gematria 91, and all the Kavanas. But the point is that that's the Musa Shmuz, that's the Akdama. So that he shouldn't come to a place of Iram Lavavcha, Vishachachta, Sasham Lekecha, Koichi, Vyoitzim Yadi, Asalia Sachai Lazeh, Inkalekeinu. Michalikeinu, Noidalalikeinu, that's his limur of Chayvus Havavah Shara B'tochen, that everything comes for Hashem, then he's ready to become a Gvir. That's the first aura. The second aura is, it's Yodua, the Ramah, in Hilchas Milah, in Simen Reish Samache, brings from Rabbeinu Peretz, as quoted by the Maril, that says, V'yofa koyach ha-sandik mikoyach ha-moyo. The koyach of a sandik out of Bris Milah is yofa from the k'moyo. Meaning, which is a greater kibbutz, the sandig or the moil, the sandig. And therefore, if it's a Monday or a Thursday or a Shabbos or a Yontif and there's Kriya Satayra and you have a Shaila who to give the Aliyah to, you give it to the Sandik, you don't give it to Namayil, it's a Ramah. And what's the reason? Why is the Sandik so chashiv? The whole Sandik have a Kemakta Keteris. Because the Sandik is like a Makta Keteris. Says the Ramah. That's why the minig is, if somebody has more than one son and he wants to be Mechabit somebody with Sandik, so you can't give Sandik to someone that you already gave Sandik to. So if somebody has three sons, it's three different Sandikas. You can't give the same person Sandik again. Why? Because that's what you find by Ketiris. Where do you find it? Tamid Aflamid Gimel, Yumid Afchavav, Chadoshon L'Ketiris. I mean, that was an idea of Chadoshon L'Ketiris, and the Sandik is Kemakter Ketiris. It's Tafkir Sandik. You can have the same mile, because the mile is not Kemakter Ketiris. It's the Sandik that's Kemakter Ketiris. So Sandik is Kemakter Ketiris, and that's why there's an idea when it comes to the Ketiris, or when it comes to Sandikayas, Chadoshon L'Kar. The Makar to this Ramah, to be clear, is a Maril. The Makar to the Maril is a Rabbeinu Peretz. This is not a Gemara. This is not a Medrash. It's not a Yerushalmi. It's not a Zohar HaKadosh. It's not a Sefra. Sefriya Teres Kainam and Mechilta. This is from the Rishonim. It comes from Rabbeinu Peretz. The Maril quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Ramah in Hilchis Mila, Simen Reish Samechei Sif Kotin Yod Aleph, quoted this Maril. So again, the Makar to this is a Rabbeinu Peretz. It's interesting. There's a tshuva, again, from the Noi de Yehuda with regards to this Ramah. The tshuva is in Yerideya, Madura Kama, Simen Peivav. I'm just going to read to you the opening line of the tshuva's Noi de Yehuda. Divrei Igartoi, Min Tishrei Ha'avar, Higiyani B'chol HaMoed Sukkis. He said, when I got your letter, it was Chol HaMoed Sukkis. V'oz Ein HaLavler Yoytzei B'Kumasai. The Lavler is not allowed to do his thing. You're not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed Sukkis, on Chol HaMoed. So he said, I couldn't sit down and I couldn't write a tshuva. He says, then the Zman started and I was giving Shiurim. The point is, I was borrowed to my Talmidim, meaning I spent time with my Talmidim. And I didn't have time to write the tshuva. Either way, then the Yudah says, I could tell based on the shailas, wasn't such a pressing shaila. And I'm sitting down now, I'm writing a response. The shaila that was asked to the Noi de Yehuda was this question. Somebody had a ben zachar, and he was looking for a sandik, so this is clearly over his manner, batel kurbanah, but he needs a sandik. He needs a sandik. I think the pinyan ben passed already. He needs a sandik. No, but this is already his second son. And he wanted to be mechabit somebody with sandik that he had been previously mechabit. And he wanted to know, does he have to be makbid on this Ramah? The Ramah brings from the Maril, who brings from Rabbeinu Peretz, Chadoshim, the Ketiris, just like the Ketiris, it was people that had never done it before. Sandikos is the same thing, and he wanted to know if he has to be makbid. So the Noi de Yehuda said, V'ru'uyin advarim l'misha amram. He says, Hine, ein daiti noichel v'hoshev v'dovah she'im lo shayrish min ha-shas. He says, you know, I don't like answering shaylas that have no shayrish in shas. V'divrei Rabbeinu Peretz, she'evi maril b'reishel chesmila, v'aramo yerudeh simireish samachetzev kon yud aleph, hu rake ein asmachta. All it is an asmachta. Lo seis tam ha-mashe nimnoim melechabi le'echa v'shnei bonim. There was a minig in Klal Yisrael that people were not mechabed the same sandik for two of their sons. It was a minig Yisrael Torah. So the Rabbeinu Peretz said, you want an asmachta to the minig? I'll tell you a shtickle Torah. But you think that it's a real, it's not real, says the Noi de Yehuda. And it's not something you have to be so worried about. Ubegufa davar. And he says, the emphasis, because if you think about the Rabbeinu Peretz for a second, the emphasis, it's a pella. B'masha dima maril mitzvah zula makhtik Torah ani tameya. It doesn't make any sense. He said, where does it come from? Says the Noi de Yehuda, true, disclaimer, you'll find chazals that compare bris mila to bringing karbanos. But if you're going to compare it to a carbon, says to me, if anything, I would think you'd compare it to a carbon that has blood. Right, there's dam mila. So the dam mila should be like a dam chatos, a dam oila, a dam shlomim, a dam pesach, dam mila. Ketiris had no blood. So it's interesting that Rabbeinu Peretz, who knew that chazal compared sandikos and bris mila to karbonos, would have compared the sandik to a makdik Ketiris. That's the first thing. Besides, the Noi de Yehuda says, the sandik, what role would you say? If you had to like somehow give everybody roles at the bris mila. So you would think that the moil, he's the shaychet, and you know, he's the zayrik. The sandik is the mizbeach, right? It's the baby's on his knees. So his knees is the mizbeach. So if anything, he's the mizbeach. How did he become the makdik Ketiris? As I freaked, he says, I don't understand. I don't understand how he became the makdik Ketiris. And he says, besides, Besides, the Gemara says that the same pasuk that says Yisimu Ketayr Ba'Pecha says Baruch Hashem Cheloi also says V'chal Am is Bechecha. Right, the Gemara says the Karbon Eloh should be a school of Hashiras. And what was the Gemara's teretz V'yesh Loimar? Hashchicha V'hal Loi Shchicha. Is Freikta Noida B'Yehuda San Dekois Shchicha? What do you mean? K'nai Nahara? There's always brisin. So mean that there's always brisin. It's Shchiach. So L'chayre, even if it's Kemaktik Teretz, there's no way it could be a school of Hashiras. It doesn't make sense. How can you compare it to the Ketairis? So the whole Ramah, based on school of Hashir, because that's the reason they weren't Mechabit someone for Ketairis twice. It's based on the Skula. So it's interesting that the Noid of Yehuda had a problem where Rabbeinu Peretz is Kemakter Ketairis because of Tchiach. But by Pita Makhtairis, the same Noid of Yehuda, Neir Chaim Simon Yud Beis, didn't have an issue with it. A little bit of a horror. But either way, the Noid of Yehuda said, listen, it's Minig Yisrael Torah, and the Ramah brings it. He wasn't Mevatel it. But at the same time, the Noid of Yehuda, Kedarke Bakodesh, when he was asked questions about the Tzavah Rav Yudah Chassid, he was asked questions about Divrei Agada and Midrash, and we have many Noid of Yehudas already that are Lishitasai to this one, where he felt this is all based on Drush, it's not real halachos, and as a result, it was something that he wasn't so on the spot from. It's just interesting that if you take a look at the Bir Agra, the Vilna Gaon on that Ramah, so again, this Rabbeinu Peretz, we just spoke out a Noid of Yehuda, but listen to the Bir Agra, Dvarav in Lahem Shachar, he says, not true, no shaykhis. The imkein, because if it's true, my timer may other mechadafka, the echod lo yasa, base pomim sandik loilam. So the Vilna Gaon asked a very basic elementary question. If the idea of not being mechadis on with sandik twice is because it's a school of Hashiras, so if Chaim Yankel has two sons, he can't give the same person sandik twice. But if Chaim Yankel has a son and then someone else has a son, he could get. What's the difference? If sandik is a school of Hashiras, let's spread the wealth. So it can't be. And then the Vilna Gaon says, ulo oilam loiro in. He says, besides, I've never seen a sandik become a gvir. Imagine, this was Yotzam Bipiv Shal Avil Nagoy. He says, Ula Oilam Loi Ro'inu Sandik Shem Esash. Ela Aminigu Al Pitz Avos, Rav Yudah Chosin, Sin and Mem, Ayin Shom. Either way, a little bit as relates to that. That's the first star. The second aura, it got late early, and that is that we mentioned that the Kayhanim used to daven while they were bringing the karbonos. They used to daven. But the tefillah that they davened was an abridged tefillah. So they didn't daven the full tefillah. The tefillah that they davened was an abridged tefillah. So I'm going to read to you the Lashon of the Rosh here in Masechtas Tomid. It's up to Rosh. Ubarchu gimel brachos, emes v'yatziv, v'avoyda brachos kem. So what were the gimel brachos? Right, we said it was a bracha achas. Machloek is in the Gemara if it was the bracha, the Yitzhar Varei Choshech, Yitzhar Shalom Varei Zakal, or it was a Havar Abba. Then they said Aseres HaDibrois. Then they said Kriya Shema, and then there were three more brachas. Emes V'yatziv, that's Tzur Yisrael, right, Gal Yisrael. And then they said Avoyda Ritzei, and then they said Birchas Kayanim. Dr. Rosh, they only said three brachas. Ki lo yehoyu lehem p'nai lehispalo yudches brachas. Because they didn't have time to daven the whole Shema Nasra. So they picked three brachas. Why? But you mispalim Ritzei. The reason they said Ritzei was she hate carbon reach nichayach. It's unbelievable. They needed a tefillah that the carbon should be oil the reach nichayach. They needed a tefillah that it should be oil the reach nichayach. So they were mispalim Ritzei. Now their nusach of Ritzei was a little different than the nusach of Ritzei that we have, because we have v'hashem v'savoydul l'dvir beisecha. They didn't have to say that. So v'loy hayo oim v'hashem v'savoydul l'dvir beisecha. V'gam loy hayo misaimim hamachzei shchinosu l'tziyin. Ella they would say sha'oysol levadcha b'yira navoid baruch ato Hashem shoychein b'tziyin. That's the rush. But anyway, it says the rush. The Kehanim davened a short Shmoneh Esrei. It's a real short Shmoneh Esrei, not a hoichah Shmoneh Esrei. This is a short Shmoneh Esrei. And which tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei did they say? Only one. They said one bracha. There's 18 brachas. They said one of the 18. Which one? They said Ritzei. It was a tefillah that the karbanos should be oyla l'reyach nichayach. But again, the lashon of the rush. Ubarchu gimel brachas emes v'yatzav avoyda brachas kayanim. They didn't have time to daven Shmoneh Esrei. You know what it's mashma? It's mashma that everybody else used to daven Shmoneh Esrei. It's mashma that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to daven Shmoneh Esrei. What's the chiddush? It's a tremendous chiddush. You know why? Because why do we daven? Tfilos were keneged the tmidim. Shachris is keneged the tomet shel shachar. Minchas is keneged the tomet shel bein arbayim. Ma'ariv is keneged the haktara that was done every night. So l'chayra, bizman shebeis hamikdash ha'yekayim, they were davening. The whole tefillah is doch keneged. We won't have to daven. You see that they used to daven, and not just that. The rush is loshin. Lo'yhoylem p'nai l'spalo yudches brachos. It sounds like they used to daven yudches brachos. I'll ask you a better kasha. Go through the Shmoyne Esrei. V'Yerushalayim Mircha Berachim Entoshev. They used to daven V'Yerushalayim Mircha Berachim Entoshev. Well, how do you daven V'Yerushalayim Mircha Berachim Entoshev? As Semach David, Avdachom Eres Atzmiach, the kind return of Yeshua Secha. L'chayra, that we're davening Tzvila, Machzor Shkinosek L'tzion. So the Kehanim didn't daven that Nusach. What about everybody else? Did they yet daven that Nusach? But L'chura, there's parts of Shmoyne Esrei that don't seem to fit. Bracha, V'Yerushalayim Mircha, let's stop there. So I found the Metzia last night in the Sefer Megodim Chadashim from David Yoel Weiss in his Pirush Masechtes Chagiga Daf Tezayin Amadeis. He stels to a beautiful marsha on that Gemara in Chagiga Tezayin Amadeis. It's Me'inyan Le'inyan, something that we've spoken about, I don't think recently, but over the years, and this is a classic example of Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. The Gemara is in Chagiga, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, and the context of the Gemara is not important, but Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Ere ben Achamo, Emloi Harakti Eidzoyman. He's trying to make a point. And he made his point by swearing that what he was about to say was true. But he didn't just say a shvua. He said, Ere ben Achamo, which is a euphemism, meaning, Loi Ere ben Achamo. He was saying that if what I'm saying is not true, I shouldn't be Zoicha to see Nechamas Siyon. He shouldn't be zoicha to see Yerushalayim b'vinyana b'mehera b'yameinu like we saw in the end of Masechtas Tomid. Right? He shouldn't be zoicha to that. That's what he said. Ere ben Achama, meaning loy ere ben Achama. He shouldn't be zoicha to see Nechamas Siyon. Great, the Marsha. If you know a little Jewish history, Yehuda ben Tabai lived during Bayis Sheni. He lived during the Beis HaMikdash. So l'chayr, if he lived during the Beis HaMikdash, what was this tefillah? L'chayr, it doesn't make sense. Zoch demar shah. Gam shah hoya Beis HaMikdash sheni kaim b'zman Yehuda ben Tabai. Kamar hochi ere ben Achama Siyon. What do you mean, like Arab and Achama? He lived. He could have been saying this in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's he referring to? Zogta Marsha. Because although he lived Bizman Bayis Sheni, but he did not live Bizman Bayis Rishon. And what he was saying was Arab and Achama's Tzion Shal Churban Bayis Rishon. The Geula Shnia, the Bayis Sheni Lehoya Geula Gemura. The Geula Bayis Sheni was never Bayis Rishon. Sorry, Lechazal and Malchus Beis David. Vekamed Varm Shechasru Bayis Sheni Kid Isa Beyum. The Gemara says there were five things that were lacking of Bayis Sheni that we had in Bayis Rishon. You'd have the Arin, you didn't have the Urim V'Tumim, you didn't have the Shechina on the same level. There were five things that we didn't have. Bayis Sheni never was Bayis Rishon. Chagai Anavi, when he talks about Bayis Sheni, he says Ve'ikavda, and the word Ikavda is written without a hey in the end, it's Chasr Hey, to teach me that there were five things that were missing of Bayis Sheni. Over Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni was never Bayis Rishon. Says the Marshot, Yehuda ben Tabai lived with Bizman Bayis Sheni. But even Bizman Bayis Sheni, he realized he didn't have Bayis Rishon. It was still a Golos. On some level, Bayis Sheni still counted as a Golos. And that's what he said, Ere ben Achama. Meaning, Lo Yuchal Liris ben Achama. You see, if it's not true, he shouldn't say, what do you mean? He lives with. No, Lo Ere ben Achama Bayis Rishon, to make his point. Because even though he lived with Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaKayim, it was understood that Bayis Sheni was never Bayis Rishon. We've spoken that in the past of Ritva. The Ritva is a Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Sandaf Yudchas on the days, who says there were tkufas during Bayis Sheni where they used to fast Tisha B'Av. How do you fast Tisha B'Av? It's not Bayis Sheni. Right? It's like keeping a yard site after Tchias HaMesim. Doesn't make sense. I mean, it's Tchias HaMesim already. So why are you priving a yard site? They would fast Tisha B'Av as Man Bayis Sheni? Yeah, they were fasting a Churban Bayis Rishon. Because even though they had a Beis HaMikdash, but Bayis Sheni paled in comparison. Bayis Rishon, they had Nevi'im. Bayis Rishon wasn't overrun by the Tzedukim. There was Shechina, there was the Arun, there was Shloim HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash. It was built with the Shamir, as opposed to Bayis Sheni that was built by the Persians, by Daryovesh, Darius, and Cyrus. Right? It was very, very different. It was not nearly on the same level. All the Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael Bezman Bayis Sheni. Roiv of Klal Yisrael was not living in Eretz Yisrael Bezman Bayis Sheni. The Yidden were living in Bavel. There were big yeshivas in Bavel. Yerushalayim was struggling Bezman Bayis Sheni. And Yidden would fast on Churban Bayis Rishon, even Bezman Bayis Sheni. That's what Yehuda ben Tabai said the Marsha. He said, Ere ben Nechama Bezman Bayis Sheni. He was referring to the Nechama Siyon of Bayis Rishon. Either way, says Rav David Yoel Weiss, maybe that's the Pshat. Bezman Bayis Sheni, they would daven. What do you mean? Yerushalayim Mircha Berachim Toshav were there? No, we're not. That was Bayis Sheni. It's but it's not the real thing. It's not Bayis Rishon. It's Erev Ben Chama Sir, and that's the tefillah of the Yerushalayim Mircha. So the Kayhanim, they had their abridged version of the Shemayna Esrei. They said just the tefillah of Ritzei. But everybody else would say Yud Ches Brachas. And Emma says it's Mefurish and Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says it's Mefurish. Again, we're being medayiket from the Rosh. The Chassam Sofer says Mefurish is in a tshuva. It's tshuva paid dalet. It's kedai to see that tshuva inside. You know, the Chassam Sofer wrote a lot of very fiery tshuvas against the Maskilim. It's a famous tshuvas, and many of them are printed in Chelek Vav in tshuvas Chassam Sofer. The context over there was that there were Maskilim that started their own minyanim, and the shuls were closed on, you know, during the week, closed on Jewish holidays, not so they were closed on, you know, during the week, and it was only open for Shabbos. And even the tefillahs that they would say were abridged tefillahs. They had their own little tefillahs that they would say. The shoyl who reached out to the Chassam Sofer, you know, trying to get the Chassam Sofer to come out and write very strongly against it, he told them that they have their own siddur. They literally made up their own siddur. This is what he says. The kach siddur, this is the siddur. They say Elikai Neshama, but even that's B'Loshan Amen. It's like in German or whatever language it was. It wasn't in Loshan HaKodesh. Then they go from Elikai Neshama to Baruch Sha'amar. They skip Psukah Dezirma. The only one of the Hallelukas they say is Hallelujah Hashem and Hashamayim. Then they play music. They have this musical background to Yishtabach. Again, this is only on Shabbos. So they say Hakol Yoducha. They get up to Enke Erkecha, the Suloi. They skip Kel Adoin, he said. They skip Lokel Hashashavas. They say Tisbarech Tzirenu. They skip Or Chodesh Al Tzio Itachin. They would skip Or Chodesh Al Tzio Itachin. Then they would say the Bracha V'Habar Rab, and they would skip the line, the Kapsenu Yachad, Mehirim Me'ar B'Kanfos Ha'aretz. They would say Kriyashma. They would skip Tzur Yisrael. And then in Shemayna Esrei, they would go straight to Naktishach V'Naritzach. They would skip Voloy Nesatoy. They did Lain, but they didn't do the Haftarah. It was on wheels. And this was printed in a Siddur. This was a Siddur that was printed. And the Shoyol, who was a very, very Choshev Rav, and he was really coming from an Agudas Arabonim, asking the Chassam Sofer to come out strong against him. The Chassam Sofer did exactly what this kid wanted him to do. He came out mamish fiery. And one of the things the Chassam Sofer says when he goes through his very long tshuva, he talks about the history of Tefillah and the Cheshivas of Tefillah. And he says that they used to daven even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Va'achakach. Kishenivne beis hamikdash by the sheni they krivu bar karbanos mavur be mesechtes tamid lamid beis amid beis our daf shegam koyhanim bavoidosam espalalu uborchu yudches brachos. That's shver. The Gemara says they didn't daven yudches brachos, but the point I think is that you see from the koyhanim that they used to daven shmoino esrei brachos because they didn't do all of it, but everybody else did. So he says even bisman shebeis hamikdash, you want how choshev tefillah is. It was even bisman shebeis hamikdash kayin. Incidentally, he goes, he's very, very ma'arich Chassam Sofer. Part of this is quoted in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura quotes this Chassam Sofer. Quotes it in Eir Chaim, Simin Kuf Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch passage is that if a person wants to daven b'chol loshon, you want to daven in English, you're allowed to daven in English. Stating that, the Mishnah Brura says, U'mitzvah na'mufcha hu dafka b'loshon kodesh, and he says, Ayin tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Eir Chaim, Chelek Vav, Simin Pei, Dalet, Upei, Bav, Sheherich bekamer rayos, that even though you're allowed to daven b'chol loshon, but it's only be a chidus. But the daven b'tzibur b'chol loshoy, that's something that you're already not allowed to do. And he says the Chassam Sofer that you want to appreciate what our tefillah is. So we just finished learning Masechtas Tamid. Today we don't have a carbon tamid, but we have Shachris and we have Mincha. And Shachris is connected to Tamid Shal Shachar. And Mincha is connected to Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. So listen to what he says. He says that why was it that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah went to such lengths to compose Nusach HaTefillah? So bedikdok, right? And it's the same tefillah every day. Like, it's so precise. Why not let a person close his eyes and meditate and let him daven what he wants to daven? He says that you're not chapping what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were trying to accomplish with their tefillah, if this is something that bothers you. He says that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah knew that most people didn't want to speak Lashon Kodesh. I mean, the Gemara is written in Aramaic. They understood that people didn't even understand the Shprach. But at the same time, when they were mechabrit, when they were masaking tefillah, they were masaking shachris keneged tamid. And they wanted that tefillah shachris should have the ability to be masaking what the carbon tamid was able to be masaking. Listen to what he says. yodu ma shetiknu. Ki yef shaloymer shatfila b'chol loshoin u'b'chol oifin shetizdami temalach hisarin al-boyzah shabbos ha-mikdash. They realize that not any tefila is a tefila. You talk to Hashem, you're talking to Hashem. But to think that any tefila is going to be a carbon talmid, how could you say that? Look how precise the carbon talmid had to be. Timidim kisidron, the seder, this coin, that coin, the pious, everything was so structured. And in Kamei Karamai Kasavar, what they did was, is they were trying to write a tefillah that they thought Alpi Kabbalah was going to be able to accomplish the Reach Nichayach that the Karbonis were able to accomplish. There was no other language that they could have given this over. And that's why it had to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. And when we say over the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, even though we don't fully understand what we're saying, it works. You can bring a carbon talmid by saying these words. You can bring a talmid shabbein arba'in by saying these words. But it has to be dafka these words. But either way, he says that's why it had to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh. And he went. He said to those sidurim, and then some of the things he says there about the maskilim, very very sharp, are printed in those tshuvas. But again, just one takeaway where he says he takes out from this rush, this diuk, that luchari you see from our sugya that they used to daven shmoyne esrei all 18 brachas even bezman by yesheni. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is tefilos not connected to tmidim. They had the tmidim. And what's the bigger chiddush? Even with Yerushalayim mircha, Yerushalayim mircha bezman by yesheni. The teretz is in beis medrash boy chiddush because by yesheni was never by Rishon, and they were davening Bezman Bayesheni, Yerushalayim, Mircha, Berachim, and Toshub, only Yerushalayim, for the first Beis HaMikdash.